Hey guys, welcome to episode 3, How to Have a Healthy Workspace. So this came about when I was sitting at my desk the other day and I was thinking about how can I make your life easier? What can I tell you that I'm already doing that this information you can not implement at all? Please do not implement everything I'm about to tell you because it'd be too overwhelming. I like to implement things like if someone says you need a whole new dish set, shoot, I throw out everything I got. Not really. I would though, if I could, I would throw out everything, start over, start fresh. That is, that's how I roll. So please do not get overwhelmed by what I'm about to tell you. Pick one thing, do it, do another when it makes sense, but don't try to do it all right now because then you're going to get too overwhelmed and you're not going to end up doing anything. And that's not what we want here. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Hey, I'm Lizzie Ann. With having a lifestyle blog where I'm always talking about ways to make your life easier, having a podcast and bringing to life some of my favorite topics with some of my favorite people seems super fitting. So, grab your coffee, sit back, and enjoy. Let's do this. All right, so first things first, first thing I do when I get to my desk is turn on my diffuser. So actually the first two things I want to talk about are essential oils and diffusers. I have a few diffusers that I like, and I like them for a few reasons. I like them to last as long as possible because you pay a lot for that bottle of essential oils. So you need the diffuser till it lasts hours and hours, right? So the ones that just kind of never turn off, like basically if the diffuser has like just an on and off button, I really don't like the diffuser already. Here's why. Because if you just turn on the diffuser, the oils and the water are going to be gone in absolutely no time. So a few hours later, you're going to need to put more oils in. That's going to make you go through a ton of essential oils. And not only that, but your body shouldn't be, or anyone shouldn't be smelling and feeling that the whole time. So that's not something that I want to do. So I look for diffusers that kind of, when you turn it on, you can like maybe double tap the on button and then it will like cycle it. So 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. The one that I use while I sleep, that one is on for like 6 hours or more. And the one, I like it. The only problem is that it beeps when it turns off. And I don't like that because if it's a night where I'm sleeping pretty lightly, then I'm going to hear the beeping and then that's going to wake me up. So, look for one that goes on and off, cycles on and off every 5 seconds, 30 seconds. I like 30 seconds, but I'm not picky about the amount of time. I just like that it turns on and off. So, be sure to look out for a diffuser that has that quality in it. And then doesn't beep because yeah, then you can use it while you're sleeping or you can use it in a room, you know, that you're working in or whatever. And then make sure it's a diffuser that doesn't have any lights on it. Because again, if you're sleeping and even where you're turning it on and off, if that has a light on it, that can get really annoying while you're trying to sleep. So, if it definitely has one that, like, I think all diffusers allow lights, but then once you press that you don't want it on, it just goes totally dark. So I like that quality in a diffuser too, because then you can make it really universal as to where you want to put it. And you won't have any problem, like, you know, putting it in your bedroom or kid's bedroom or whoever. So I like that about a diffuser. So the oils that I have while I'm working specifically, since this is about a healthy workspace, I choose and I focus on like peppermint oils, citrusy oils, like balancing emotion, one that kind of keeps you like, you know, at the top of your game. Ones that are focus, that used to focus would be like peppermint. Yeah. And then depending on how you are with like the seasons, like if you want one that has more of maybe like a, you know, cinnamony, a spicy to it for like the fall, focus on maybe putting that in there. And then maybe for like the holidays, they always have, depending on the brand that you buy, normally have like a holiday blend. And that would probably even work good for the seasons changing too. But I would just really, if you're going to use it for the workplace, really focus on ones that really kind of make you focus pretty well. And normally, like peppermint and like orange, putting those two together really kind of help you focus on what you need to. Right now, eucalyptus is what is in my diffuser. So that's been helping me really stay on top of my game, and it smells pretty good too. Kind of smells like a spa. So if you want to be working and at the spa, there you go. I just did two things for you. So the other thing that I like to do is turn on the radio right away. And so I've heard different people like different things. And at this point in your life, you probably know if you like the radio on, off, and what you even like to listen to. I've heard people say that they, just like, let's say like, not elevator music, but that kind of thing where it's just like jazz or like soft music just kind of playing in the background where you don't have to even focus on the words, just the melodies, or not the melodies, the the melodies kind of just play in the background, and it's kind of just soothing and helps you focus at the same time. So turning on the radio is very helpful for me, and hopefully it's helpful for you too. Something new that I just implemented is a grounding pad, and I put it on my chair that I sit on, and I sit on a grounding pad all day. Grounding pads, I'm not going to get super into the benefits of a grounding pad, but I mean, you can sit on it all day. You can sleep with it like by your feet, you know, like down by your feet. It just has so many good benefits. If you haven't heard of like just going outside and being grounded, then I suggest you look it up. Just the benefits of being grounded or grounding. They're so good. They help your body out a ton. And I would say that even helps me focus. Like, I don't know if that's necessarily, if you were to look it up right now, benefits of a grounding pad, what would come up. But I don't know if focus would come up, but it really does help me. I feel a lot, I don't know. My body just kind of functions better than it has in a long time. So grounding pad is a for sure thing. If you are interested in what brand of grounding pad that I have, feel free to come on over to my blog, lizzieann.com, and click on the podcast, and then all the information about each podcast will be under there. So yeah, I'll give you the information on the grounding pad there. So the next part of having a healthy workplace would be organization. So I know when I say the word organization, some people are like, I don't like organizing, so I'm out. And so here's the deal. I don't know anyone that truly likes organizing. Like I only know to be organized. I can't not be organized, as crazy as that sounds. I tried it one day for like 5 minutes, and I like kind of moved things around and was like, oh, I can handle this. And then 5 minutes later, I was putting it all back because I can't not be organized. Here's the deal. When you set yourself up to be organized, your day goes a lot smoother, because then you're not running around trying to figure out where to put my pen, where to put my scissors, where's a piece of paper that I can just, you know, scratch something down on. Like, when you have everything in place, it makes your day and your job go a lot smoother. And sometimes, especially like on a Monday, let's say, like the day's kind of already hectic from not working the weekend or not working a day of the weekend or whatever your weekend and your work week look like. But when you have things organized, it just makes everything easier. So when you have your drawers organized, when you have your desktop organized, when you have everything where you need it, and granted, I'm not saying like it needs to be organized 24/7, but the more organized you can keep on top of it, the easier your life will be, the easier your day will go. And if you're not sure how that works, come on over to my blog. I feel like we're talking about that a lot here. But come to my blog, go to search, which would be at the bottom if you're on the home screen, and just type in organization, and I have a few ideas for you. But I'm all about, like, I always put my pen in the same spot. I always put my scissors in the same spot. I always have, like, I shut everything off when I'm done working. I turn everything on when I first sit down. Like my printer, the diffuser, the radio, like everything goes on and off. Like I start my day with everything getting turned on, and I end my day with everything turning off. And that works like for the space, and it also works for my brain. That kind of helps me, like, okay, I'm ready to work. Okay, I'm done working. Like, that's kind of how I handle the starting work and stopping work kind of thing, because I could always be working. And then once I get into something, I have a hard time like stopping working. It's crazy as that sounds. So organization is a really big thing, and the more you can do it, and the more you can really, because I think that a person can never be organized enough. And you might find that for yourself. And if you find yourself like always reaching somewhere that you think could, it could go easier. Like, I don't need to reach, you know, I don't need to bend down. I don't need to reach that high, whatever. Like, really look at where you're storing things. And are you storing things that you use all the time in an area that's kind of hard to get to? Like, could you put something maybe you don't use all the time, like in that harder to reach area, because you're only going to need to reach it, you know, once a month compared to every day? I don't know. Just an idea of like what organization can look like. If you think that like your workspace, if you need organization tips, come on over to Instagram. I'm at the Lizzie Ann, and send me a message. Let me know. I would love to get more like on Insta stories, or even on the IGTV. I would love to give you ideas on how to organize that are like simple and easy and don't take long to do and are super easy to keep up on once you implement it. So I'd love to help you with that. I hope that my idea of organization, just the one idea of like how to put things, is something you could start today that maybe gets you kind of thinking about what organization can look like for you. So the other thing that I just started doing this week is getting everything off the floor. So I used to find myself like constantly bending over and grabbing this and grabbing that. And I go to the chiropractor every week, but I found myself like my back was always killing me the last couple weeks. And it's like, chiropractor's like, what shoes are you wearing? So I switched my shoes up. And, are you bending over a lot? Yeah. I mean, my back was going out like every couple days. I'd have to go back to the chiropractor because my back kept going out. So, I got everything off the floor. I mean, the printer was on the floor. I was putting papers that I was done with on the floor. So then when I was done for the day, I could put the papers, like, shred them or whatever. And so it's like nothing goes on the floor anymore. That is something that, I think you should implement. And I started implementing, and it's kind of been a game changer in, how my back's feel. Like, granted, it's only been a few days, so my back's not like 100% better, but it's definitely getting better. So keep things off the floor. Stop bending over if you don't need to. You got a ton of space. And if you don't, work on how you can get more space, you know, up higher, to make your life easier, because that's what we're here for, right? So the other thing that I really like, and I talked about this in the blog post I did too, is, I have an air purifier. It's like a little personalized one, and it kind of just blows right in your face. I use it on my desk, and I also use it when we travel, like in a hotel room. 'Cause you know, hotel room, the air can just be really stale and kind of could smell funny. And so I really like, an air purifier in a hotel room. At first it had a blue light that was shining on your eyes, and I'm like, I don't think this is going to work. And then I realized that there's an app, and the app shuts off the blue light, and it's like, thank goodness. So once I did that, I slept a lot better and just kind of breathing clean air, and it's pretty cool. So having an air purifier right on your desk, so it's blowing right on your face, is a really, really awesome thing. And the benefits of an air purifier is, you know, kind of helps you get rid of, like helps reduce, asthma and allergies, helps you just, yeah, breathe easier. 'Cause those are obviously your two things that, are really great. I don't know. I can't even really describe what having an air purifier on your desk feels like, 'cause I never for a long time thought that was even really a thing, but I do love it. It kind of takes up a little bit of space, and my desk is a little bit smaller than I'd care for it to be, but I have to say that it's just been really, really great. And the air purifier that I have is IQ Air, and we also just got a big one for our living room. But the IQ Air, if you go to my blog and look at the latest post talking about HEPA air purifiers, all the information that you'll need on my air purifiers there. I'll also link it under the podcast area on my blog too, so you don't have to go searching 10 different places to find the air purifier and all the information. But it even has pictures of what it looks like and the website you can go to check that out. Lizzie Ann here. I hope you're enjoying this episode. It's seriously so fun to get to make these for you. Really hope you're getting something amazing from this. Can you do me a favor? Can you go to your favorite place that you listen to podcasts and hit subscribe? That way you get each episode sent right to you. Also, can you take a screenshot and share it on social media? Tag me at the Lizzie Ann or at Mrs. Lizzie Ann so I can see it and send you a personal thank you. Who knows? Maybe I'll share the post too. Now, back to the show. Okay, so my next thing that I really like to have is a rock salt lamp. And I have to tell you that, like, you can find them on Amazon, and that's where I found the one I have. And the one that I have is the original one I found. It works perfectly. It's just a small thing, and it changes everything about the room. I never really thought, like, I've heard people talk about, you know, negative ions in the air, how it's, you know, good for your air. So think about the air purifier and the rock salt lamp are doing amazing things in the space. Rock salt lamps, if you just, Google like rock salt benefits, it's amazing the amount of things. Like, you wouldn't even think it was a thing. You wouldn't. And so this one that I have is the first one I've ever bought. I've had like 3 or 4 I bought since then. They all have like malfunctioned. They all have now I unplug every single rock salt lamp that I have, because I had one that we put on our kitchen counter. I bought 2 different ones for our kitchen and both of them went bad. So I didn't buy it. After the second one, I'm like, I'm never buying another one again. Cause it's like something is either wrong with the house or something. So first one, it like where you turn it on and off, it like kind of melted and turned itself back on after I turned off the rock salt lamp. So I like decided that now going forward, I am just going to always unplug them, because otherwise, like, what if you're gone for the weekend and it turns itself on and then melts more than just the on off thing? Like, that would be so scary. So anyways, rock salt lamp, the benefits of them are amazing. It's supposed to help, I think, it's supposed to help, you know, you be calm, cool, and collected. No, that's not one of the benefits, but being calm is a benefit. There's so many, but for me, like, I don't do, and this is the next part, is I don't turn on the ceiling lights anywhere. Like, overhead lights are off. So to me, the rock salt lamp is really that, and my computer screen are the only two, sources of light I get. So the rock salt lamp kind of just like, I don't know, it just makes you really relaxed and kind of sets like a spa-like feeling. So between the essential oils diffusing and the rock salt lamp, it's just kind of calm and kind of relaxing. So kind of slows things down, because anymore with being busy, that we're just so used to being busy, that slowing down doesn't feel like a thing. So I get headaches right now from turning on lights. I really don't ever have a ton of lights on. But yeah, my rock salt lamp. And then something that's really healthy that I've been doing too is on my computer screen, I always have like a blue light filter right over it. I've seen people have like glasses for blue light, so that's really helpful too. But if you're someone that already wears glasses like I do, that's not super doable. So I have over all my computer screens, I have a blue light protector, and that really helps a lot. Kind of makes things look orange, but I don't really mind that. And then also on my phone, I turned off the blue light, you know, after a certain time at night. I try not to be on my phone at night much anyways, but when I am, I make sure that the blue light is off there. So yeah, so rock salt lamp, the turn off the lights. I have all my blue light stuff, and that just changing your blue light, if you do nothing else, but you start, cutting down on your blue light exposure, you're going to be really shocked on how much better you sleep. If you don't already do that, something I would implement for sure today. Something that I learned, and I probably learned this, when I was in high school, there's a lady I worked with in the office, and she used to, like, every Friday, because that was the last day of the work week then, we would clean off our desks, so, like, wipe everything down, empty the trash can, what else? Vacuum. Just kind of get everything like back to normal. So when you came in Monday, like everything was like fresh and ready to go. And so you could tackle all your stuff from the weekend that you didn't get to. So just cleaning off your desk. You can do this daily. You can do this weekly. You could do this monthly, if that makes more sense for you. I would just get in the habit of somehow implementing cleaning off your desk and starting over. I cannot work on a dirty desk, so there can't be piles anywhere. I'd have to tackle the pile before I could even think about cleaning my desk. and that's just how my mind works. So if that does not work for you, just find out what cleaning off your desk looks like and make that happen. Because you're going to be able to focus better with a clean desk. And even if you're someone right now that maybe says, you know what, I don't think it's a big deal, I would just clean off your desk anyways, because you may not realize how much it's really like bogging down your brain. And then a clean desk just kind of like gets a few things off your, just kind of gets off your mind, off your chest, whatever that is. Something that I've implemented too, and I heard, I believe it was Nikki Koziars was talking about this, and it was kind of a genius idea, but she talked about how when she sits at her desk that she has like a notepad next to her or sticky note, whatever you want to use, something where when something, like let's say she's working on, I don't know, let's say you're working on something, you're already focused, you're already good, someone sends you email, someone sends you a text message, a phone call, you think, like, the thought comes into my mind, like, oh, I need to buy shoes, then on that notepad you have a notepad and a pen, and write down, buy shoes, or whatever, or on your to-do list, whatever, just have it always next to you, and just write down whatever you've been texted, whatever someone called about, whatever's on your mind, so then you can focus on what you're doing, but have it wrote down so you know you need to go to it. Because otherwise, what I've found myself doing is I'll not write it down, and then I like stop what I'm doing, do that thing so I know it's done, and then when I get back, I never get back into doing what I was doing, you know, when my thought got interrupted or the, you know, phone rang or whatever. So having something set next to you so you can just write it down and keep going, and that's adding it to a to-do list, whatever you got to do that makes sense to you. I also use Trello for that too, for my to-do list, because my to-do list is long, and I used to use a handwritten planner. And I think planners are awesome, and they look adorable, and I'll find the most adorable one, use it for a month, and then I'm like, I'm not a writing things down kind of girl, because I always have, like, really long to-do lists that I could never get done in one day, even if I tried. So I always am, like, carrying them over to the next day. And so Trello allows me to do that instead of having to, like, handwrite what I need to do every day, you know, like, on the next day. I can just move it over to the next day and move on with my life. So that's why I, like, Trello or something online. I was using my Gmail for a long time too. So if you're someone that just wants to use like your calendar that's in your email, that would work too. That way it kind of reminds you, and then you can just delete the email once you do the thing. So I have way too many email addresses, so that's why that didn't work for me. But Trello works good, a planner works good, just being able to get something wrote down and off your mind, but make sure it's somewhere where you're going to go back to. Don't write it down and then lose it. You know, whether it's like an app you don't use, don't write it in your app then. Don't write it on a scratch piece of paper and it's going to get lost. Just write it somewhere that you're always looking, even if it's like have a sticky note and then like put it on your computer screen or whatever. In seventh grade, I used to have a teacher that would, you know, put it on her, she would like put it on her forehead if it was really important on a sticky note. Or she'd like pin it to her shirt. And that way when she looked in the mirror, she'd remember that she had something to do. She was funny. But anyways, whatever you got to do to write things down and stay focused, that's the point of that conversation. So clean off your desk, wipe it down weekly. I'm just reading my list here. So I would try to have a liquid. Have a liquid on you at all times. So I prefer, for me, it's always water, other or hot tea or coffee. That's about my three drinks of choice most of the time. My coffee's always in the morning. I can't go very late drinking coffee, otherwise I'm not able to sleep at night. So it's always coffee first thing, and then I switch to a lot of water. It's water right when I first wake up, then coffee, and then a lot more water. And then maybe sometime in the afternoon have some warm tea or something. Normally during the colder months, I'll probably have a lot more tea just to keep myself warm. And all the benefits of tea is good too. Just a herbal tea. I don't ever have one that has caffeine in it. So liquid's good. And then just maybe having some healthy snacks already prepared in your lunchbox or in the fridge, whatever you have access to at work. But healthy snacks are really good. You can meal prep the night before. You can meal prep for the week on Sunday. I would like to tell you that we're super ambitious at our house and we meal prep for the week on Sunday. But once in a blue moon that will happen. But most of the time, it's the night before getting everything ready for the next day. And so just getting in a habit of doing that will really help you focus at work, because then you're not thinking about, okay, I'm hungry, what am I going to eat? You already know that you have, you know, cucumbers and hummus in the morning in between breakfast and lunch, and then you have some, you know, handful of crackers between lunch and dinner. So, yeah, so water and snacks. What else? What else would make a really healthy workspace? For me, I have found having a heating pad, because like I said, my back bothers me. So having a heating pad, maybe not necessarily like right on your chair like every day, but just having access to one that's like right there so you can just, you know, plug it in and go. I find if I have to like reach too far for it, I end up just saying, nah, I don't need it that bad. So just making it more accessible to you. And then so heating pad's good. If you're someone that gets cold easily, like I do, maybe having like a blanket you kind of can wrap your legs up in, being warm and all that can help you really focus too. And just being comfortable is important too. So I'm not saying that you have to wear comfortable clothes, because not every workplace allows that. But just having a space that works for you. Some people feel better not having any shoes on when they're sitting down. So maybe having some like slippers under your desk that you can just kind of slide into when you sit there, and then having some shoes you can slide on when you need to walk around and do stuff. And don't forget to get up and walk around throughout the day. Don't ever sit for too long. Don't sit for hours and hours and hours. I've heard people, and don't forget to go to the bathroom too. The point of drinking all the water is to get you, so you should be going to the bathroom a lot. If you're not, a rule of thumb I keep hearing for hydration, if you don't feel like you're living in the bathroom, you're not drinking enough water. So up your water intake. Should always be half your body weight in water. I feel like I sound like Rachel and Dave Hollis. They're always talking about half your body weight in water. I have not weighed myself in a long time. So hopefully, I drink a lot of water, so I think I'm good. But so always drink a lot of water. Get up and walk around. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your coworkers. Just get up and be active. That is something that we all can do a lot more of. So don't ever sit for too long. If you can, have a desk that you can both sit and stand at, and like every half hour to an hour, do the opposite of what you're doing. So sit for a half hour, stand for a half hour, or every hour switch, whatever makes sense to you. Put reminders to go to the bathroom and to get up and walk around, or just stand up and sit down on your phone or on your calendar, or, you know, wherever your to-do list is. Just something to keep reminding yourself to do something else. Because sometimes we tend to just sit there and just focus and go. And I'm very guilty of doing that, but it's a very bad habit to get into. And they say that sitting these days sitting's the new smoking when it comes to your health. So you owe it to yourself to get up and walk around. And yeah, just it kind of can clear your head sometimes when something's going on and can't figure something out. Just normally that's when I'm like, okay, I need to get up and walk around. And I just have a clear head and I'm ready to tackle it again. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to go ahead and leave a review. I just might share yours next week. You are absolutely amazing. Join us for another great episode very soon. Until then, keep smiling. You got this. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. I really appreciate it. Anything that you guys want me to start talking about, just reach out to me anywhere on social media. I am at either Mrs. Lizzie Ann or The Lizzie Ann. If you go to ElizabethKramer.com, I have all my social media on there. So thanks again so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you next time. Take care. Bye.